Duncan's Kyle Mockford is planning on heading to a developing nation to lend his assistance to help people. As a high school student, Mockford fundraised to go to Africa and went there a number of times on extended trips to help build orphanages and assist people on the continent in any way he could. But he has been dealing with brain damage from a brutal attack in Victoria more than 12 years ago that has sidetracked his life ever since. Mockford said he wants something meaningful to do as he tries to get his life back on track after dealing for years with his many medical issues related to the beating, as well as his long fight for justice in the case. He said he plans to head overseas in January to work for about 5 weeks, but he's not sure where he's going or what he'll be doing at this point. It will likely be in Africa or Southeast Asia, but I'm not sure yet, Mockford said. I want to start the new year with a big change in my life. I'm hoping it will be therapeutic for my mental health. Mockford, now 34, was leading a normal and productive life, and was healthy, happy, had a lot of friends and was deeply involved in the community before the attack occurred. He was with some friends at a nightclub in 2012 when he was savagely attacked from behind shortly after they left the establishment. Mockford was struck up to 20 times in the head before collapsing unconscious to the ground, and he ended up with a subdural hematoma in his brain, which has left him with depression, anxiety, compulsive aggressive behaviors and PTSD ever since. He said he's doing some fundraising to help pay for his trip, including a GoFundMe page at gofund.me/87fdbf85, and he's also put away some savings from his part-time job, and family and friends have decided to help out as well. Mockford also said that the Cowichan Brain Injury Society provided him with an opportunity to work with a local filmmaker to produce a 30-minute video called Building a Better Life After Brain Injury, a documentary about his brain injury journey. It's an educational video in which I share my stories, and how I fell through the cracks medically and judicially, he said. We believe this will help inspire the millions of people with brain injuries, as well as those without. Mockford said the documentary is on YouTube, at https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=78xvgzo2bu0. He said the showing is free, but attendees can donate towards his trip at the event if they choose. I've come full circle and I'm more confident to keep going than ever, he said. I want to try new things and I'm looking forward to putting the past behind me and focus on the future. I will have a follow-up PowerPoint presentation with pictures and knowledge to share after my trip.